أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس ضرب مثل فاستمعوا له، إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له، وإن يسلبهم الذباب شيئا لا يستنقذوه منه. ضعف الطالب والمطلوب. ما قدر الله حق قدره، إن الله قوي عزيز. الله يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس، إن الله سميع بصير. صدق الله العظيم. These are from Ayah 73 to 75 of Surah Al-Hajj. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the futility, the illogical approach of the mushrikeen that worship idols. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives an example, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu dhuriba mathalun fastami'u lah. O mankind, an example is been given to you. فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Listen very attentively to this example. Allah, certainly those idols, those gods that you call upon, besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whoever they may be, humans, non-humans, whatever they may be, inanimate or animate, لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا. Allah Ta'ala says, they will never be able to create a single fly. One of the reasons why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the fly is because it is so insignificant, so minute in its creation. Now there are many other creatures of Allah, even the ant is smaller than the fly. But when people worship idols, the Quraysh used to do it. They used to slaughter animals in the names of their idols. They used to place foodstuffs in front of these idols. And we see it happening globally even now. An idol will be there. Food has been taken as what they call mannat in the name of these idols, and it is placed. So these foods will remain over there, and they will attract a fly or flies. And now these flies will come and eat from that food which has been now given in the name of the idol. So there is a competition here, a little fly and an idol. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses this example. One, a minute creature of Allah. Secondly, something that will always come in front of the idols. And these idols cannot even wave these flies away. But here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the creation of the idol. لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا. Not you one or two. وَلَوِ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Even if all of them assemble together, all the idolaters from the east and the west, and the north and the south of the world, all of them come together with all their sciences, modern techniques, with all the equipment and machinery, they cannot even create this one minute creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَإِن يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala goes to another degree that is even more simpler. So Allah created the fly, and now the fly comes onto these things that have been given in the name of these idols, and the fly slips into its little mouth something. Allah Ta'ala says, لا يستنقذوه من. They are not even able to remove it from the mouth. They are not even able to rescue it from the mouth. A little small bit of honey that a fly may suck in, that also they cannot vacuum out, they cannot suck that out from the mouth of that fly. So how insignificant are these idols? how helpless, how weak these idols are, Allah Ta'ala describes, and Allah says, ضَعُفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. Talib is the person that searches, matlub is the person that he searched for. So here talib will be the one that prays to the idols, the one that submits to the idols. So the person, the worshipper himself, is also weak. The thing, the object that he is worshipping is also weak. So we have a weak worshipper, we have a weak deity, a weak object of worship, that they cannot even remove something from the mouth of that fly. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, the truth of the matter is, مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِي. They have never understood the greatness of Allah. They have never, like how we would use this in our vernacular language, they have never made qadr of Allah. And at this point, when we read these ayat, and we listen to these ayat, make a dua in our hearts, that Allah give us that ma'rifat of Allah, that we recognize that greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that tawheed of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So they do not recognize the greatness of Allah, haqqa qadrihi, like how Allah Ta'ala ought to be recognized. Inna Allaha qawiyun, certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is qawi. Allah is most strong, aziz, and Allah Ta'ala is almighty. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has all the power and all the might, then Allahu yastafi minal malaikati rusulan wa minan nas. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will choose from the malaika messengers and also from mankind. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the only being that has the priority, the prerogative to choose whosoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. Allah ta'ala chose Jibreel alayhi salam to deliver the message to the Anbiya alayhi salam. There can never be any objection to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah chose 124,000 Anbiya alayhim. Allah chose our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah says, Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Allah knows who to choose for his risalat, for his messengerhood. Inna Allah sami'un basir. And certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all hearing. Allah ta'ala is all observing, all seeing. Man does not have any choice in the nubuwat of any Nabi. Man does not have any choice in whomever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala designates for whichever task. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.